From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. It's election day again in Boone County. There are only a few items on the ballot today. Proposition 1, which seeks to renew a Boone County-wide one-half of 1% sales tax for, quote, improving and maintaining roads, bridges, and right-of-ways. And a race to fill the state representative seat from the 50th District, which includes parts of Boone, Cooper, Cole, and Moniteau counties. Republican candidate Sarah Walsh is running against Democratic candidate Michaela Skelton to fill the seat left vacant when Caleb Jones resigned to become Governor Eric Greitens' deputy chief of staff. The 50th District has historically been a safe GOP seat, but Democratic newcomer Skelton has out-fundraised her opponent, according to the Columbia Missourian. Polls opened this morning at 6 a.m. and doors will close at 7 p.m. An audit says former Democratic Missouri Governor Jay Nixon spent $2.2 million more on his office than what lawmakers budgeted for and used taxpayer dollars for personal food and security costs. Democratic Auditor Nicole Galloway's office released a report yesterday that says Nixon exceeded lawmaker-approved spending on his office, flights, mansion, and security in fiscal years 2015 and 2016 by shifting expenses to other agencies and delaying paying bills. The audit also says Nixon used state funds for transportation and security during personal and political events, as well as for personal food. Nixon's staffer argues state law permits that. Today, voters in Kansas City, Missouri, will consider raising the city's minimum wage well above the state minimum, even though a new Missouri law forbids cities from making their own rules on the issue. The measure is among several in local elections across Missouri. The Kansas City proposal would create a minimum wage of $10 per hour on August 24th and increase it annually starting September 1st, 2019, eventually reaching $15 per hour in 2022. But if it passes, what happens next isn't clear, because Missouri's Republican-led legislature in May passed a measure barring local government from enacting minimum wage different from the state. The law, effective August 28th, forced St. Louis to stop requiring a $10 minimum wage and revert to the state minimum of $7.70 per hour. The St. Louis branch of the NAACP now wholeheartedly supports its national headquarters decision to issue a travel advisory in Missouri, amid concerns about a state law that rolls back discrimination protections for workers in the state. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the St. Louis County branch initially called on the national NAACP to rescind the advisory, saying it could hurt the region's economy and harm African Americans working in the hospitality industry. But on Saturday, the St. Louis County chapter said in a statement that it had a change of heart after additional study and consultation with its state conference. The advisory cites a new law, making it more difficult to sue for housing or employment discrimination. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.